It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is Friday the 12th of January 2018 and my Mac is telling me to update to Mac OS High Sierra. Nah, not right now, because it's time for the first Friday news update of 2018. We have all of the latest news from CES 2018. It's all very exciting and we're going to go through all of it on the Friday news update today. That's right, the Friday news update is back on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Anchor, and on our YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon. So let's go. It is, as I say, Friday the 12th of January 2018. This is the Friday news update. And first up this week, LG have announced some new smart home devices and some new TVs at CES 2018. Their new smart home devices are under their new ThinQ brand, which is focused on AI, artificial intelligence, so they can all work together and sort of predict what you'll want, like what settings you'll want based on calendar events and recipes you bring up on their InstaView fridge. Those are a few examples. However, it didn't all go to plan because their robot Chloe, which is meant to control all of these devices, didn't quite work. It worked well for the start of the presentation, but then stopped responding to the presenter's questions. So, a bit embarrassing for LG. However, they also announced some new TVs. They have a new processor for improved picture quality, lots of improvements, and they have both the ThinQ AI for controlling the TV and the Google Assistant for doing loads of other cool stuff. Those are both built into their new TVs. They also showed off a new 65-inch folding TV that rolls up into a box. Pretty cool. And they announced a Google Assistant speaker, smart speaker, some Google Assistant headphones, and a Google Assistant smart screen. More on that later. Lenovo also announced a smart screen, so let's talk about that now. So this is a new thing from Google that basically lets device manufacturers build the Google Assistant into smart displays, as they are calling it. So these smart displays can show YouTube videos, so you can watch Tech Chat with David Cannon on it. Brilliant. And they'll also show you recipes and directions through Google Maps. And Lenovo has announced one of these, called the Lenovo Smart Display. They also unveiled their Lenovo Mirage Solo VR headset with it's a standalone Google Daydream headset with World Sense, so it tracks your movement. Pretty cool. And they also announced a Lenovo Mirage camera, a 180 degree VR kind of camera. So that's pretty cool. And they also announced some new Moto mods and some new laptops, including one with the Snapdragon 835 processor. Huawei announced a new VR headset as well, the VR2, with a 3K 90 hertz refreshing screen. It's standalone, but it does need to plug into a phone, tablet, or computer, and it can put you into a virtual IMAX cinema, or it works apparently with Steam and Google Daydream. Pretty cool. And they also announced a Wi-Fi extender called the Wi-Fi Q2. Alcatel announced some new phones. The Alcatel 5 series, which will have face recognition for unlocking the phone. The Alcatel 3 series, which will have dual cameras. And the budget Alcatel 1 series. And all of these phones have 18:9 screens. Very cool. Sony announced an updated OLED TV with upscaling that promises to upscale normal HD content to 4K HDR content. The same feature as last year that means the screen can produce sound, which means there's no speakers, pretty cool, eh? And compatibility with Dolby Vision. So some cool upgrades there. And they also announced some new mid-range phones, the XA2 and XA2 Ultra, which have Android Oreo, the Snapdragon 630 processor, a slow-mo 23 megapixel camera, a fingerprint sensor on the back, much more sensible position, and the XA2 Ultra has dual cameras on the front. Finally, Sony announced some earphones with the Google Assistant and a soundbar with Dolby Atmos sound. That's going to sound fantastic. Google were very busy at CES 2018, more than usual. They announced some new smart speakers coming from JBL, LG, and more. And they announced that the Google Assistant is coming to Android Auto. And that JBL, Lenovo, LG and Sony are working on Google Assistant smart displays. Plus, they announced some new headphones with the Google Assistant from JBL, LG and Sony. Samsung announced a new TV called the Wall, which can be, the individual parts of it can be split apart, so it can be manufactured in different shapes and sizes. They announced a smart whiteboard, an upgraded family hub with Bixby, SmartThings, smart home support, and AKG speakers, and that SmartThings app was coming to their Samsung Gear watches. And they also announced that Bixby is coming to their TVs. And they recently also announced that the Samsung Galaxy S9 will be released in February next month. Razer announced a concept called Project Linda, which turns the Razer phone into a laptop complete with a 13-inch QHD touchscreen and a Chroma keyboard. Nvidia announced a pretty cool new display called the Big Format Gaming Display. They are 65 inches and will be made by HP, Asus and Acer, and have 4K HDR, 120Hz refresh rate, and an Nvidia Shield TV built in. And HTC announced the Vive Pro with a 78% better resolution and headphones built in. That's it for this week's Friday News Update. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon, so that you don't miss an episode. And goodbye.